Eighth shoulder. You have four approaches.
Okay.
What about five and you need eighth shoulder?
Short shoulder?
Short shorts.
Okay. What do you call the thing that's
meaner shorts.
What would you call clothing that was previously owned by someone else?
They'll have handmaids.
What about, what would you call fashionable clothes?
A suitor, you can call them a suitor. Sometimes
you can say they were in good taste or they're becoming good looking.
What do you, do you ever store clothes during the winter? During the summer, right?
Yes.
What do you call the thing you store?
A cedar chest.
And
it is made of cedar. And I have a few, still have a few woolen items that Miles would get in and put them in this cedar chest.
Dress shoes.
What do you call one of these bags that you put clothes in to go traveling with?
Just a traveling bag.
Today,
a suitor, you can call them a suitor. Sometimes men
up to the end of it.
In them.
Most any hairstyle that you like, whether it be long, extremely long, extremely short.
What about shoes?
Any way you want to wear it,
for men and
it's
women.
Acceptable.
Boots and slippers.
What would you call what might you call a man or a boy with
jogging shoes.
What might you call a boy or a man
with shoes.
Masculine.
What might you call a ugly hairstyle?
Today, hairstyles are pretty much up to the individual. Any hairstyle that you like, whether it be long, extremely long, extremely short, any way you want to wear it is acceptable.
You can call a man very handsome or good looking, and a woman beautiful.
Or a boy with womanish ways.
Feminist.
What would you call it first?
What might you call a girl or a woman with manish ways?
Masculine.
What might you call an ugly boy?
What about someone who goes about trying to attend to
I just say they're
obnoxious. I don't know what you call them, but I know they're obnoxious.
Same thing. She can be either tacky in the way she dresses, or she can be just plain ugly.
You would call them attractive, very handsome, a woman beautiful,
pretty or cute.
What about junior high school? What about high school?
The restroom. 11th and 12th.
What kind of fence is usually found around the playground?
Do you know of any?
They don't have one at that school, but it's usually a wire fence.
Have you heard things?
You know, a high fence.
What about the gym? What kind of activities do they do in the gym?
It's indoor things that usually that's bad they can't do outdoors.
Pull off.